I actually had that hymn on my heart to sing at the beginning of this little time together. It's so important, you know, that we, each one of us, whether we're young or old, that we might hear the voice of the Son of God. We've had a little bit of that in our meetings this afternoon and yesterday. And I'd like to turn to a verse in Matthew 17, well-known account of Matthew 17, of those that went up to the mountain with the Lord Jesus. And there the Lord Jesus was transfigured before these three disciples. And I just like to read verse 5. While he yet spake, that's Peter speaking, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And that's the thought I had this afternoon, dear friends, that you and I might hear the voice of the Son of God, because there's no other voice as important in this whole world than the voice of the Son of God. We hear a lot of voices in this world, and they give us different advice, don't they? They give us different thoughts and ideas, and some may be good and some may be bad. But dear friends, tonight, this afternoon, have you heard the voice of the Son of God? That's the question. Has your ears ever been opened to hear what he has to say to you? Because he has something to say, doesn't he? We had read in Hebrews 1 yesterday about God speaking. And it tells us in those verses, God has spoken in his Son. He couldn't have spoken in any greater way, in a more definite way, than to speak to us in his Son. In his Son. You know, if a very important person came into this room this afternoon with a message to us, I guess we would all sit up and take notice, wouldn't we? You know, I was interested to hear, to read about the account of President Bush going to Iraq for the Thanksgiving dinner, and what an impression that made to those soldiers in that mess that day. They didn't expect him. They expected some dignity to give them a message, and I guess they were all looking forward to that. And when all of a sudden, out of the curtain, the President of the United States came out, I guess you could say the most powerful man in this world at this time. He came out and he gave a message to those people there that day. You think some of them went to sleep? You think some of them started to play a little game or something of that nature? No, they were all riveted, I'm sure, to the message that the President of the United States was giving them at that very moment. They listened. And I'm afraid, dear friends, so often, and I was like that when I was young, you know, so often We sit at meetings and we hear what's going on. We hear the Word of God. We hear the truth of God. We hear about the Lord Jesus. But we don't really hear. We don't really hear. We don't take it in. We don't make it our own. And so Scripture, you know, over and over again tells us about hearing. Hearing the Word of God and making it our own. And I wonder this afternoon, dear friends, if you have really heard the Lord Jesus speaking to you. Because, you know, time is running out. Time is running out. One of these days, and it may be today, it may be this afternoon, it may be before we go for supper, the Lord Jesus is going to come, as we've heard, and he's going to call all those that belong to him away from this world. And the voice of invitation will no longer be heard in this world. No more gospel meetings like this that we have right now. And you may say to yourself, oh, I wish I could hear. I wish I could understand. I wish I could accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And you won't be able to. You won't be able to. Now's the time, dear friends, for you to hear what the Lord Jesus is saying to you. And he's inviting you, if you have never come to him and accepted him as your Savior, he is inviting you this afternoon to come, to open your heart to him, to say to him, Lord, I know that I need thee as my Savior, and accept him. You know, there's a story we often refer to in the Old Testament in connection with this. Is in Samuel. You know, Samuel was just a young man in the temple of God, and he was lying down to go to sleep when the Lord called him. And he didn't recognize that the Lord was calling him. He thought it was Eli. And yet the Lord was gracious, wasn't he? He called him three times. And three times he went to Eli and he says to him, Eli, did you call me? He says, no, you go down, you go to sleep again. And the fourth time, Samuel realized that it was the Lord Jesus that was calling him. And he says, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Oh, he had heard the voice before and didn't recognize it, that it was the voice of the Lord. But this time, he wanted to hear what the Lord was going to say to him. Oh, I hope, dear friends, tonight, this afternoon, that you will have that desire in your heart to have the Lord speak to you, to have your ears open, to listen to his voice calling to you, to bless you, to make you his own, because, you know, the Lord loves you. He loves you. He's calling to you not to punish you, not to bring you up on the carpet, as it were, and tell you how bad you are and that there's no hope for you. No. He is calling you in order to bring before you your great need right now of accepting him as your Savior, and then to know that you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to just go over now to a similar verse in Hebrews, I think it's Hebrews chapter 4, no, Hebrews chapter 3, and starting in the middle of verse 7. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. Just that clause, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And that's a great danger, is it not? Perhaps there is a tug in your heart this afternoon. Perhaps you realize you need to listen to the voice of the Lord. That there's an urgency to this message and that you need to do something about it. And perhaps you say, well, maybe tomorrow, maybe some other time. But you know, the word of God here is very clear and plain, isn't it? Today, not tomorrow, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't turn away from it. Don't turn away from it. That's a danger, isn't it? So many people have turned away from the voice of the Lord and they've gone on to a lost eternity because they haven't taken heed to the voice of the Lord Jesus speaking to them. The Lord speaks once, yea twice, and man perceiveth it not. Yes, he may have spoken to you before in different circumstances, and you haven't listened to his voice. Well, it's very, quite often you get used to that, to the gospel, isn't it? We get gospel hardened, as the expression goes. We get used to the hearing about the Lord Jesus and what he has done for us and of the danger of putting it off, of accepting him as Savior. But dear friends, this afternoon, come to him. Don't put it off. Don't harden your heart. You know, I often think of the illustration and down in Lorneville in the Maritimes. Some of you know the place. There's on the rocky coast of that country, there's a lighthouse and a foghorn that blows when the fog is there. And that foghorn is pretty loud. And when you hear it the first time, you nearly jump out of your skin. It's a tremendous noise, tremendous noise. And somebody asked the keeper of that lighthouse, how do you sleep at night? How do you carry on when this great noise, when this great blast comes out? And he says, well, it doesn't take long to get used to it. It doesn't take long to get used to it. And that's a danger, dear friends, this afternoon, of hearing the word of God, of hearing the warnings, and you get used to it. And there's no reaction anymore. You hardened your heart, and you go on day by day, until perhaps it is too late. Well, we trust that this is not so this afternoon, that you will really hear the voice of the Lord Jesus. God has said, hear ye him. Oh, there isn't a more important person, as I say, not only in this world, far more important than President Bush. The most important person in the whole universe, the one that has made everything. He comes down and he wants to speak to you this afternoon and say to you, you need to be saved, and you need to be saved now. Oh, I trust that you will do that this afternoon, that you will take heed. Behold now, It's the only time that you have is now, not tomorrow, not an hour from now, not a minute from now, but now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Can we pray together? Our blessed God and Father, we thank thee for thy wondrous grace in extending the day of grace until this very moment, and that thou art indeed calling those that know thee not, Lord Jesus, as Savior, to come to thyself, to come as they are, and to receive that pardon from their sins. So we ask thee that thou wilt bless thy word, and should there be one here in this room that has never heard really thy voice, that has never come, we pray that they may come before it's too late. We ask this and give thee thanks again for all thy goodness to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.